Hey, you ever wonder what if? What if everything that you've been told may not be true? You know, what if there may be really UFOs? Maybe what if there is a God? What if there isn't? What if the world isn't round? What if everything revolves around us? What if we will live forever, whether we sin or not? These are the questions that we seek to answer in this new show called Smoke and Mirrors. We just want to separate the reality from the illusions. And how can we do that? By informed, entertaining conversation. And we invite you to join us. I'm your host, Drew Pillow. Breaking news, Drew Pillow couldn't be here tonight, but his alter ego, Sam Cunningham, will be here in his stead. Also joining us in the studio will be the Cephas, the one and only Enigma, the guy whose name has a meaning that I'm yet to decipher. Cephas, welcome to the studio. What's up, buddy?
Not much, man. Just, chilling in the garage here in the virtual studio. Glad to be here. You don't know why I got the Cephas? You don't know why I'm the Cephas? Do I need to tell that story?
No. Tell the story.
Well, my real name is George, right? So I've had nicknames my whole life. In fact, the moment I was born, my mom started calling me Bo because my dad's name's George. So just right off the bat, I didn't even know my real name was a nickname until, like, I went to school. Well, I started going to school, and they'd be like, is George Henry there? And I'm looking around like, wait a second, someone else is here with the last name Henry? And then so I always went by Bo, even though that's not my real name. And so you get a lot of – I don't know, I've always been that person that people give nicknames to. So – Hank Williams Jr. has another name called Bo Cephas. People call him Bo Cephas. And so I had a sixth grade teacher named Mr. Burton, and he'd always, for some reason, I'd be like, Cephas! What are you doing back there, Cephas? Talking in the back of my class. I got to write some sentences, Cephas. And, yeah, that's the main. It wasn't a great story, but behind the madness.
Yeah, and see, tonight's show is about chemtrails, and you know, one of the questions is what is the stuff they're spraying in the sky? What does it do to you? And I think that was a perfect illustration of what can happen if you are exposed to way too much of that shit. That story involved seven different names. And it spanned four decades, and it doesn't. I still don't know why you're the C. Somebody just randomly decided to call you that, and that's how it started.
Yeah,
a drunk teacher.
Yep.
Was
a
it
drunk
a teacher?
Yeah. No. He was a teacher. Like, it was weird. He was like the only male teacher at my elementary school. I remember that, and he was one of those teachers that had been there for forever too. I'm the youngest of four children, and two of my older sisters had him when they were in elementary. So, and he was also the teacher, like, you ever have those teachers that in school that everybody always warns you about? They're like, oh, man, this teacher's an asshole, or this teacher's a jerk. And then, like, you end up having that teacher, and they're really kind of not. Or maybe they are to some students, but they're not, you know. It was kind of one of those things. He was one of my favorite teachers in elementary school, especially since I was a young child with untreated ADHD for the most part. And like in fourth grade, I got in trouble for coloring my tongue green with a marker. That was interesting. It didn't even have flavor.
I just decided to do it.
It just, you know.
So you were the son of parents who named you something and immediately gave you a nickname because you're a junior.
I'm a triple. I'm a third.
Oh. Okay, yeah. So from the nicknames, it just stuck with you until eventually you found the one you liked the most, which happens to be the nickname of a famous country western music singer, right?
Yeah, that guy. That guy got kicked off on Monday Night Football. So.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. He used to do the Monday Night Football thing, like, are you ready for some football? You know, that
Why
guy.
Did he get kicked off?
He said some things about Obama, I guess. I don't remember exactly what it was, but I don't think they were, I think they probably, if I'm being polite, borderlined on the racist variety. And so now we got Carrie Underwood, so we have, you know, they went from, well, Hank Williams Jr. is the son of Hank Williams, who's an amazing, you know, amazing, groundbreaking country western singer. And, but now we got Carrie Underwood, so we went from okay to mediocre, because that's what we do. We need mediocre entertainers to feed our mediocre minds, and that's okay. That's okay. I guess that's where we are.
Well, good. I'm glad that we got Carrie Underwood. I don't want to ask any questions about her because I don't know who she is, and I probably don't need to know for the sake of tonight's show anyway. But I did take the liberty of putting together a couple questions that we want to try and tackle tonight. First of all, we want to talk about what are chemtrails? Like, what is it? Aside from what everybody thinks it is, what is it, like, technically? When did it start? Who's doing it? And for what purpose? So I guess in order for us to talk about chemtrails, we'd have to go back in time to when it started. Before we do that, though, I have a clip that I want to play. I found this interesting because this is one of those conspiracy things, chemtrails. It's a conspiracy thing, but it was actually covered on the news at one point. So here's a little short 20-second clip. Check it out. This will set the tone for our show tonight. Here we go.
Could a strange substance found by a Southwest Arkansas man be part of a government test? Well, that's the question at the heart of a phenomenon called chemtrails, now getting widespread attention. Well, tonight, KSLA News 12 investigation reporter Jeff Farrell shows us the results of testing we had done about what's in our skies.
Yeah, can you believe that? That's it. You were hungry for more, though, I'm sure. But can you believe that this was actually on the news? And
there's lots of people who
don't even believe that there's any such thing as chemtrails.
Yeah, and I mean, put me in that latter boat, or at least until here recently in that latter boat. I was on your other show, That's What He Said, and we were talking about some things, and you brought up chemtrails. And I kind of had kind of just made a remark off the cuff, like, well, you know, I'm talking about stuff that's proven true or stuff that's not necessarily a conspiracy theory. And you're like, it's not. I thought it was. And so that kind of got me thinking, like, oh, well, this is something I never really thought of or put much merit into. I kind of heard of it. And I kind of just started looking into it a little bit more because it was something that you were convinced on that it was a thing. And so, it's interesting what you kind of write off just for whatever reason, and then turn around and see evidence for something smacking you right in the face.
Yeah. So you did some independent research, and now you believe that there's some merit to the whole chemtrail argument. That it's not okay. Let's break it down. What's chemtrail versus contrails? Contrails are trails of condensation that naturally follow behind an airplane in the sky. It's something to do with the temperature of the smoke and the temperature of the atmosphere. It's like when you blow your breath when it's cold outside, and you can see the smoke. And naturally occurring, it should disappear rather quickly. And that's what it used to be like growing up. You never saw zigzag trails through the sky. You didn't see that shit when you were a kid. But nowadays, the trails go on forever, and they expand, and they turn into cloudy skies. And some people believe that it's a trail of chemicals that are being poured out into the atmosphere by airplanes, so chemtrails. So you believe that there's some merit to the chemtrail argument right now?
Yeah, I definitely do. And mainly because after looking into, because the military is able to do a number of things so long as they call it research. I mean, the military establishment, even scientific outfits, can get away with it. There's some statute, and I can't name it, but there's a statute that's pretty much says, like, you have permission to do whatever you want so long as it's in the name of research. And that's what a number of these things really are. The Tuskegee Airmen, for example, you know, all that was done in the name of research. So it didn't matter that, you know, you totally ruined these people's lives and families, you know, because it was important. It was for research. But yeah, it's, you know, looking into it, why, good question with that. Why is a jet plane that should be going from point A to point B, why is there video of these planes making 45 and 90 degree turns in air while this stuff's coming out? Because that's what you see when you see these almost checkerboard patterns in the sky that are from time to time. And it doesn't make sense why, of course, any type of commercial jetliner should be going from point A to point B. Why is it making 45 degree or 90 degree turns while these contrails or chemtrails, whatever you want to call them, are staying in the sky for this long?
Yeah, I mean, if a person just gets curious enough to do the slightest bit of research, they can find, wow, it's like right in your face. You'd have to be pretty, you'd have to not want to know in order to not know. You know, there's lots of documentation. So when did, look it up on Google. There's some YouTube video searches. Not to say that that's the most accurate source of information, but nothing could be less accurate than watching the news or talking to your neighbor. So do yourself a favor, do a little bit of research. Don't take my word for it. When did chemtrails start? Do you know?
No.
Did it start? You don't? What the fuck kind of expert are you?
Hey, I'm not the expert. Going into this, I'm just saying, I don't know when it started, but I would definitely imagine that the roots of it, you know, the roots of it is just your normal crop dusting, you know? I mean, that's got to be, you know, where this, you know, the idea for something like this would come up, I imagine, would have its roots in the old farmers crop dusting their, spraying chemicals out of their planes as a way to fertilize and get rid of and spray pesticides on their plants. I imagine at some point somebody got the idea of, well, let's do this on a mass level. You know, I know that they still do that in the area where I live. Is a really creepy situation at one time where our courthouse in the middle of town, there was a I worked at a restaurant that was right by the courthouse where I live. It was right across the street. And I was inside, and I was looking outside, and I swear I saw a plane like it was going to crash right into it. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. And it went right by, and I was like, phew. But then it did a 90-degree turn and went right back by again. And come to find out, they were spraying for that emerald ash borer insect or something that was supposedly killing all the trees up here. I mean, if they can do it on that level, I don't see it, especially when we're talking about geoengineering. It'd be interesting to know what the idea is, what they're trying to accomplish. And those are some of the things I was kind of looking into, was what are the possible reasons what are the things they would be trying to accomplish by doing this?
Right. Me too. Good question. I don't know when it started either. Hopefully we get a caller or a chatter who would like to look that up and let us know. We have a couple callers that are ready to jump into the discussion. Let me see do the formality thing here. This is Smoke and Mirrors. This is a new show where we just talk about stuff exactly like this. We want to separate the reality from the illusions. And we air Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. It's 9 o'clock Chicago time. And we are the Cephas and Drew Pillow, and we will be having open phone lines. If you're listening to us on Facebook or blogtalkradio.com, you can join us in the phone switchboard by dialing 424-258-9300. And if you'd like to chat it up with us, you can visit blogtalkradio.com. That's blogtalkradio.com/DPR Presents. And boom, we'll be in there to chit-chat with you. so I was trying to look it up to find out when did this chemtrail stuff start. But you know what? What I ended up finding is that this would not be the first instance of the government doing chemical research on citizens throughout history, like that they've admitted to. They were spraying downtown St. Louis with some type of radioactive stuff, and they were doing it for years, too, from 1953 to 54, and again in 63 to 65. They've been spraying and doing chemical testing on citizens in major cities. And thanks to the Freedom of Information Act, there's documentation that says they admitted the military was doing this stuff. Hey, what better way to test and see what this stuff's going to do to people than to do it to your citizens? They'd never believe it. Hey, they're spraying shit on us. No, they're not. This is America. They never do that to us. Surprise. Surprise. Is this radar? Surprise, motherfucker. They did it to you. They did it then, and they'll do it now. Yeah.
It's messed up. I mean, it's important to remember that the United States military is basically the research and development arm of the major corporations. I've said it before, and one of the main paradoxes, one of the things that makes me so angry is that we as consumers, we pay our taxes. Our taxes goes towards funding the military for the most part. It goes towards a number of things, but the biggest thing that it goes to fund is the military. And
you mean it's not
military,
welfare for minorities?
Yeah, imagine that.
Fuck.
So that's one way to build a society. Don't get me wrong. That's one way to build a society is by, you know, investing in your people. But it's a lot more convenient to funnel it into a military complex, because not only then are you stimulating economic growth in that way, but you're also growing your power as far as what you can and can't get people to do.
So you're saying that the military is the research and development arm of big business? That's weird.
Exactly. So, what I was saying, I kind of got off track, but so we pay taxes and we fund the military, who then is, I'm sure you've heard the story that, you know, super glue was developed by the United States military, and it was originally used for, they were developing it to be an on the go, something that would hold your cuts and scrapes together. Instead of having to get stitches, if what happened on the battlefield, if you got a serious abrasion, you could use super glue to hold it together until such time that you could get to medical attention. Well, of course, super glue's not good for that because it's toxic. Right. It's toxic, but turns out super glue is amazing at doing what we all know super glue does. Right? So that information was then sold to the corporation.
Stick your fingers together when you try to use it.
right. So that was then sold to the corporation who marketed and sold super glue. There's not necessarily anything wrong with that. But the thing is that information is then sold back to a corporation who then sells it back to us. And the fact of the matter is that us as consumers and as taxpayers, we're basically paying for products twice. We're paying for the research and development. Our government's going into debt with the amount of just military spending, and I'm not just talking about defense spending, but just military spending in general, that's being used to research and develop just a number of different products that then are given to American corporations who lobby for them. It's not sold by our government.
So we're spending all that money. We're spending all that money so that not too long ago, weren't there like soldiers whose wives and families were back home getting like evicted because they couldn't afford to like maintain their housing like about a year or two ago? That was like a big news story. Anyway,
yeah.
Let's not talk about the military because the military's fine. Let's talk about the chemtrails and the crazy glue. So the Army does the research and development for the big companies. I did not know that. That's very strange. And then we pay for the products that they develop.
Exactly. And that's not saying that certain companies don't do their own research and development, because they do. But what's more economical for a large corporation to pay money to lobby the government to do it for you, and then you basically at that point when you're lobbying, you're not only buying that research and development, but you're also buying protection. You're also buying.
It would be cool if the government. It would be cool if anything that the Army or that the U.S. government invents would become like a product that's owned by the country and sales go back into our budget instead of it being a product that goes to a private corporation that reaps profits. Wouldn't that make sense?
Well, it would be nice. I'm not saying it's a bad idea. I'm not saying the government should just necessarily be in the, because that's a lot of bureaucracy to just set up this type of shop or something. But to put that type of stuff in the hands of smaller businesses who are better equipped to actually grow. A lot of these large corporations and stuff, they hold on to copyright. They hold on to research and development. They hold on to the technology because sometimes it's in their best interest to do so. Just because sometimes they'll suppress a technology because it may compete with something they already have a lot of money in. Look at cable right now. I mean, the technology is there and it's been there for a long time for people to be able to just stream and watch whatever you want to watch whenever. Anybody who knows anything about Kodi would understand that because Kodi is old technology, but it dwarfs, what's coming through your cable boxes and stuff. It's just, and that technology is being held back. I have a friend who lives in Kenya and he's telling me about how they basically have these networks set up to where anybody who's on a Wi-Fi network in their neighborhood basically has a hub to where all the movies that you'd ever want to watch and stuff, everybody in the neighborhood can access it. And that technology, and I asked him about it, I was like, well, why would that be there? And he was like, well, there's certain companies that don't want that technology to be out there. And I think there's a lot of truth to that.
So, I got a comment. Federal budget apportions for this year puts 57% of every dollar you give them to the Defense Department. I wonder if people knew that. Mm-hmm. Would they even care? And this is, I want to make a point about this. So a listener says, basically the federal budget. 57%, over half of every dollar that you pay in taxes is going to the Defense Department. And if people knew this, would they be up in arms? People are up in arms about a bunch of petty shit, but are they up in arms about that? And do they know? Probably not. if they did know, would they care? Probably not, because this chemtrail stuff they're spraying in the air is making people different. It's turning people crazy, and it's making people dumber. So crazy stupid. Chemtrails got you going crazy stupid right now.
Yeah, and I think it's definitely – I think there's a lot of people who would say 57% is not enough, because watching this last election, it was crazy seeing all these people who were supposedly conservative or fiscally conservative wanting to cut money in every place except for military and applauding a president who's saying that he wants to spend more in military because people, I guess, don't feel safe. And I guess there's some logic in not feeling safe and wanting to go that route. But we already spend 10 times as much as – it's either we spend 10 times as much as all the other countries in the world combined, or we spend 10 times as much as the next country behind us on their military. And
yeah, we spend a whole bunch, lots and lots. We have a caller waiting to jump in. You want to see what this caller has to say?
Yeah. Real quick. Let's get on track. I know you're trying to get me back on track. I'm going down my rabbit trails, but about the chemtrails. And I think where it all ties together is that research and development. You know, what is this doing to people? I've seen an interesting thing that was talking about areas where there's high levels of pollution, there seems to be a lot more violent crime. And I think that that's kind of where that is heading with that. And when you see these chemtrails, I think Prince on Tavis Smiley was talking about, you'd see these chemtrails, and all of a sudden you know that everything was going to be going crazy that night.
You mean
I think that
Tavis,
might have a lot
Tavis,
to do with it.
Tavis Smiley is a prince? Wait, I want to play a quick clip. Hold on a second.
Phenomena of chemtrails. And, you know, when I was a kid, I used to see these trails in the sky all the time. And so that's cool. A jet just went over. And then you started to see a whole bunch of them. And next thing you know, everybody in your neighborhood was fighting and arguing, and you didn't know why. Okay? And you really didn't know why. I mean, everybody was fighting.
You mean a clip like that?
Yeah, that was it perfectly. That was
rest in
peace to Purple Rain.
See, that was something that I learned that I didn't know was that there was a connection between the spraying. I knew, like, from previous research, that the various chemicals, their levels of aluminum and different things that are polluting the soil, it's in the water, and, you know, and what it's doing to us. Like, there's a connection. While there's more spraying, there's more higher levels of these different weird chemicals in the air and water and the soil, more autism, more Alzheimer's. But I didn't know that there was a connection between that and aggressive behavior and violent crimes. So that was something new that I was looking up. Let's get this caller in from the weird, very strange place, 708. There's a place with the area code 708. Yeah. What's your name, 708?
Hello?
708 area code. What's up? What's your name?
What's happening? It's Cavill Bubba Ball, Drew.
Cavill? Yeah, I know 708. That's Illinois. Illinois with no S.
Calumet
so
City,
what's up?
Chi-Town, Outskirts. What's going on, man? We got a good topic tonight.
Yeah.
Had to call in.
Chemtrails.
He was chemtrails, man. Very interesting. Actually, that clip you played, I actually had the privilege of not having cable and being around the house, bored, flipping through the channels, and caught that Prince interview with Tavis Smiley. And that was maybe the second time that I got interested in just what it was that I was seeing all my life growing up. I remember being younger and seeing, like, two planes side by side making, like, double streams. And we used to always think, like, it was guys practice for the air and water show and shit. You know, we never knew, you know, of course, until you get older. And it's like, damn, what the fuck was in it? As I got older, I went down south. I started, you know, venturing out College Town, Carbondale. And they were always spraying down there for pesticides and shit. But certain times, certain pesticides, so they say, and I quote, that don't come outside and close your windows, bring all your pets and animals in. And it's like, what the fuck are they spraying? Well, they're telling you to close your windows and, you know, don't run your central air and bring all your pets and shit in. And I'm like, this is a fucking country-ass butt-fuck town. You know, people got chickens and shit running around. You know, it's just unbelievable the kind of animals that people had in Carbondale. No shit. I had a neighbor who had a fucking mountain lion, like a tame fucking mountain cat or sphinx or lynx or something. But this motherfucker was big as my pit bull. It was pure mountain cat. So, not, you know, just not to get off subject, but what kind of shit are they spraying, you know, and nobody would be out town. You know, it would be a fucking ghost town. And everybody in the gas station, I got called out in this shit one time, and I was going to get shit at the gas station, and everybody was like, all right, you know, they're supposed to be spraying, and we're going to miss it. We're going to have to be stuck in here for like 20 minutes. And I'm looking at these motherfuckers like, man, y'all fucking crazy. You know, if ain't nobody, the KKK ain't coming around this motherfucker, it ain't no fucking monsoon. You know, they had inland hurricanes. If that shit's not going on, I'm getting the fuck out of this gas station. And I start walking to the door, and everybody was like, no, I'm telling you, man, you're going to be coughing and inhaling some shit that, you know, there's nothing we can do for you. You know, don't go out there. Wait till this shit die down. And sure as shit, it was like a mist. You know, even after this shit died down, 10 fucking minutes we sat in a gas station, bro, in Carbondale, Illinois, maybe 4 years ago. And when we came outside, it smelled like Raid, you know, like Black Flag pesticide. And they was like, all right, you know, now let's, you know, try to make it home. And this shit was strong in the air, bro. 11 o'clock at night.
Wow.
Not even before, you know, midnight. And this is white people, black people, farmers, you know, regular fucking people just in Southern Illinois. And you know, I did my research on Southern Illinois. Southern Illinois can be one of the most, what's the right term? Let's say, like you say, guinea pigs, because in some way, shape, or form, we all might be guinea pigs. In my analysis of what's going on, I really think that there's going to be some kind of outbreak. I'm quite sure. I'm leaning towards zombie shit. With what we're talking about right now, we don't know how this shit can affect us water-wise and air-wise and in our bodies. So if something was to break out, like they say the fucking zombie shit can break out, if we all, you know, people just start falling off from some shit mysteriously that's in the air, what better way to kill people? You know what I'm saying? And you know it. We all know it, that this population is being controlled. We're being dropped the fuck off. We're being picked off. Left and fucking right, you know, and there's no clear-cut way to pinpoint anything. You know what I've been noticing? Anything that I get intrigued about, that I do a little research about, Drew, I get some information that I can believe, that I feel, you know, I get a good gut feeling about, like, okay, maybe this can be true. And, you know, the other shit, you know, it's like, all right, you know, I can kind of believe it. I can see some true points, but it's all about the guy who's delivering it. It's all about the way the information is being presented to you. And I think that's one way that we, the public, is being misled, because so many people listen to the fucking news. And they're not telling us about shit. You know, they're not telling us about anything leading to chemtrails besides some old shit. Nothing. I haven't seen anything in 4 or 5 years talking about chemtrails and exactly what it is. They all want to say it's pesticides. Nobody has clearly said what chemtrails is.
Let me ask Cephas, a
yeah.
former Klansman himself and a llama owner. No, Cephas, you're not a Klansman. But we do have neighbors that have llamas and bears and shit, don't we? So we live in a rural area too. But why is it that I know? Yeah, I think my neighbor has some chickens. But so, yeah, how come the media, like I started the show off with a clip from a news source that was asking the question, what is this stuff in the sky? But that was short-lived. You don't hear anything about that anymore. Why is the media so silent or in unison with a dismissal story about the stuff that we obviously are seeing something different in the sky? It's not rocket science that planes didn't used to create clouds back in the days, but now they spray stuff that turns into cloudy skies. Why is the media so silent, Cephas?
I think that goes back to a lot of what we were talking about last week, a lack of really objectionable news sources, a lack of, I mean, your local news, you have your local news. It's really the only thing that's really independent. And there's a couple things out there, but you got to really search for it. And a lot of them are considered quacky or kind of what we're doing, you know, talking about conspiracy theories and things like that. And that turns people off it from time to time. But I think what's interesting,
all the media is bought and paid for and owned by the same people, and their agenda is to keep it on the hush. So we ain't going to see that on the news. Forget about it.
Exactly. Or it's considered, there's a lot of people out there who have considered it debunked or consider it something that's not even worth. But what's interesting, I wanted to mention, since the caller was calling from Chicago, one of the main things I was looking into, because I watched that Prince interview as well, and he was mentioning...
Sound like he's at a bowling alley. Go ahead.
He was mentioning looking into that information from listening to Dick Gregory. And for anybody who doesn't know, Dick Gregory is pretty much... He's one of the leading trailblazer for black comedians in this country, and he's really one of our last treasures as far as this older generation of comedians. When you look back at who was paving those paths in the early, you know, when this was happening, you look at your Dick Gregory's, your Richard Pryor's, Paul Mooney's, Bill Cosby's, all these people be in the same breath. But Dick Gregory will talk about these types of things, and he talks about them with an authority and a freshness that's great. But he was talking about the chemtrails, and he was talking about manganese. And I guess there's been a lot of studies on manganese and manganese dust and what it does to people. I guess there's a factory, and he mentioned there's a factory in Australia where the murder rate in this city is astronomical, and it's more than any other city in the world. And it just happens to be in a city where this huge manganese factory is, where they process it and such. So when I was looking up that, you know, I decided to look up manganese, you know, okay, what's the causes of this? And a very recent news story, I actually pulled it up from the Chicago Tribune, and I wanted to mention this because, like I said, the caller was calling from Chicago, talking about they're having a lot of, the title of it is, Who's Responsible for Manganese Dust on Chicago's Southeast Side? And I guess there's a couple of old corporate companies or factories there that have all this leftover manganese dust that is polluting the population in a lot of areas of Chicago. I think it's really interesting. You hear a lot of these, you know, anytime somebody wants to talk about a place being violent, you know, they throw out Chicago. And I think it's I found it interesting that as I was looking into these chemtrails and it was talking about manganese, that the top stories being pulled up is how there's all these chemicals in the air that they can't account for in Chicago, and nobody's willing to clean it up, or nobody's willing to do anything about it.
So that's weird, because I never thought to look that up, but if you look it up, it's there. There's articles about the manganese dust, Chicago's far southeast side, and the connection between it and violent crimes. There's even a study that says manganese and lead Lead and manganese pollution may lead to a life of crime. So this is proven to have, these chemicals are proven to have an effect on your brain that leads to a lot of impulsive and violent behavior. So that's weird. Like, but who knew that? If you never said it, I would have never looked it up. I would have never known. But somebody knew. Who's behind this shit?
Yeah, yeah.
That's
whoever
the question
puts
for the
in their Google search manganese side effects. You know, you have to. The funny thing about Google, you can find anything you want on Google, but you got to know how to search for what you're looking for. Even if you put in chemtrails, you'd never pull up that stuff about manganese or anything. But yeah, yeah.
Oh, look
crazy.
At this. It says manganese in malt liquor. Ah, manganese in malt liquor linked to crime. So people drinking malt liquor, which is a really popular beverage in, you know, urban populations, and there's a violent crime connection. Whoa. So that's weird. I didn't know that. So
it's
what's
like,
the agenda?
Like black dynamite.
Black dynamite.
So different side effects.
Right. To blow up stuff, to blow up communities. You know, when I was doing a little bit of research on this, so just the quick recap, chemtrails is the smoke coming out of the planes, but it's not the normal stuff because that would be condensation. And we know condensation, the simple example of it is when you blow your breath in the wintertime, you see the smoke, that's condensation. You wouldn't expect to blow the smoke out of your mouth and 10 blocks away, look back and still see the stream following you because it doesn't work that way. The chemical trails is when the planes are pumping some kind of chemical cocktail with mysterious ingredients right into our air. Scientists have, you know, confirmed that there's astronomical levels of lead and aluminum and other chemicals in our soil and rainwater, which support the theory that we're being sprayed. We are being sprayed. There's been instances throughout recent history of the government doing chemical warfare experiments, research on the citizens. So this is not like, it's not that far-fetched. And then we talked about how some of these chemicals are linked to violent crimes. You know, the lead, the manganese, and with the increase in this spraying, because it started out just a little bit here and there, and now it's every day. I mean, you'd be surprised to not see the crisscross stripes in the sky. So now, but also it, with the increase of the chemical trails in the sky, there's also an increase in autism, Alzheimer's. People are getting Alzheimer's now at 50 when it used to be something you got in your late 70s and 80s. Parkinson's disease, a lot of respiratory incidences, lots more asthma, lots of stuff going on. So now, what's the purpose? And who's doing it? Who's behind it? I was looking into that today, not to say that I have the answers to anything, but an answer that was weird to me that kind of tied it all together was the Georgia Guidestones, which is some like the American Stonehenge in Atlanta, and it has like the new Ten Commandments, right. And it talks about reducing the world population, and they said that this was all part of a big one world government, and the whole purpose of it was to reduce the population so that the few rich can run everything and have just enough worker bees to keep them living in luxury. What do you think about that, and what's your theory on it? And we'll go back to our caller too.
Yeah, yeah, and I think that it's when you have so many people herded into small areas, you know, the major metropolitan areas and stuff. I mean, they're really small areas that most of our population lives. A lot of people who live in rural areas, I mean, just common sense. I mean, people are spaced out, so. It's really easy for you. It's the same reason why you would use a crop duster to spray plants and stuff. It's a way for you to spread a product, you know, over a large area, over a concentrated where you have crops concentrated. same thing with people. If we think of people as crops, I mean, you know, these large metropolitan areas, it's just a, it's an easy way for you to spread whatever type of research that you're doing. It's definitely a way to do that. And you had mentioned something earlier about how you don't really see this in the news so much anymore. It's actually just starting to become a topic of debate again, because they just now ruled that Harvard scientists are moving ahead with plans to investigate using particles to reflect some of the sun's radiation. According to this article in Smithsonian Magazine, and there's a number of other sources on it, they are going to try to start shooting particles into our atmosphere, into the stratosphere, that will actually reflect some of the sun's rays back into space to try to curb global warming. It's going to release sulfur dioxide, alumina, or calcium carbonate. And they're
right.
going to start launching them from basically what is like a weather balloon.
That's one of the theories
that's going on. They've actually had a block on it, supposedly had a block on it for a while, but it's starting to open back up to where these are things that, you know, for research, like I said, you know, for research purposes, we're going to see, can we do this? And then, you know, because shooting sulfur and aluminum into the air is not a bad idea. Of course, who would think that's a bad idea?
I mean, it's just the air we breathe. But I mean, they don't care about the water we drink. They don't care about nothing. But the geoengineering angle, that makes sense, except that it doesn't, because they're not even in agreement that there is a global warming scenario, you know. So even though, you know, the weather records show that we're getting warmer every year and the ice caps are supposedly melting, but who knows? Like, so for them to be taking steps to reverse global warming, it seems like they would be in agreement that there is a warming scenario, but they're not. So maybe it's just a smokescreen so they can spray more stuff.
It's so strange too, because we're actually heating up the atmosphere as we speak. If you look in the HARP, if you know what that is, a number of these ionic heaters. That for some reason or another, we have lined all in the northern hemisphere. There's a major one in Alaska, which has been supposedly shut down for a couple of years, but there's one that's quadruple its size in Norway, and there's one in Ohio, there's one in Colorado, and there's a number of these ionic heaters where they're shooting these. Mike, they're shooting these radioactive waves up into the sky on the northern hemisphere, and supposedly they're circling down and bouncing back and hitting near the southern hemisphere. And nobody sees, I mean, it's like nobody thinks that this is a problem. Nobody connects the dots. Okay, well, we're shooting these big giant heaters up into the sky. We'll call them heaters for lack of a better term, because I've just been looking into it. And don't know all the, you know, correct terminology, but basically these giant heaters, and they're shooting these waves up in the sky in the northern hemisphere, and guess what? You know, that's where the ice caps are melting, and so this is like a good idea, I guess, because, you know, we don't have anything better to do. You know,
It goes back to control the information flow. People can't connect dots when they don't see dots. You know, if we connected the dots, if people were aware of what HARP does, it's like a weather modification program, I guess. I don't know what all it's there to do, but one of the theories about HARP is that it's designed that, you know, to alter weather. And, you know, as HARP's, you know, some people blame the Hurricane Katrina The intensity of that storm was supposedly some heart manipulation. Some of these superstorms, these unprecedented outbreaks, these tornado storms where you're seeing more tornadoes than you've ever seen before in places you've never seen them before. People have connected that with HARP and, you know, altering the weather on an upper atmospheric level. But nobody knows this stuff to even be able to connect dots. So control the media, control the information source, and control the people. We're some fortunate people to have, you know, not be closed-minded to conspiracy theories. Let's bring our caller back on, the noted and distinguished Dr. Professor Kaval Bubba Bow. He's back.
Yo.
It sounded like you just hawked up a loogie. It was like.
Nah, man, that was a boy eat some fries and shit.
Let me clear my throat. So, how, you know what? It's good when you get to talk to people and they are open. Like, cause there's a lot of people that's just closed. You can't tell them nothing. But every now and then you find somebody that's just open and aware. So I don't know how you got to be open. I don't know. Did you eat a lot of oatmeal as a kid? But you got a working brain. Who do you think is behind all of this? Who's the culprit? Is it the devil?
Nah. Shit, probably one of these motherfuckers just died recently. They just told us. Was it one of the Bilderbergs?
The Rothschild.
One of them Rothschild dudes. Yeah, you know, that family. All the people with real money that, you know, sit down and have these kind of meetings and shit. These are the ones that are so-called are trying to be the ones left after the major damage and herd control, population control, after all that shit go down. So, you know, they got their shit all figured out. Mainly, you know, if everything is getting hot, the sun is getting hotter and moving closer to the earth, you know, they got to get the fuck out of here because they ain't got no pigment to fight off and hold some of their heat in. You know, I heard Russia did some shit, did a study. How long ago was that, G? About 4 months ago. One of my guys and shit, he was telling me. And I didn't believe it. He showed me this shit. And they made everybody. This was like some bro, no school, no work. This is mandatory. Everybody has to go underground to these fucking, like, huge tunnels and shit that they built, evacuation type of shit for, you know, if some radiation comes through, if another country attacks, evacuated their whole fucking, you know, country, cities, everything underground. And these are places, you know, this shit is not known over here. I don't know how the fuck he found it out, but, you know, he was able to look this shit up and he showed it to me and I was at awe at this shit. And it's just like, wow, man, you know, the shit that you said or the clip that was played earlier, and it's like it was 8 presidents before the first one that we've been taught and been trained. And, you know, we can show all of our relatives and grandparents and parents and shit that believe everything that they've brainwashed us to believe that, you know, this is all bullshit. Everything that you know that I've been taught is bullshit. And they will argue with you all day and won't even think about using their common sense, get attitudes with you. You know, so it's like, when do you become open? It's like, damn, when everybody says, watch the news, I'm not watching the news. When everybody says, go get a flu shot, I don't go get a flu shot. When everybody does or says something and it sounds too fucking, you know, like green light, everybody rah-rah, sis, boom, bah, behind this shit. No, I'm going the opposite way. Just because the media is behind all of this shit. Think about
right.
This. What's going to happen when the cell phones go out? What's going to happen when whoever's running this shit, when they get together and they say 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit the power switch for 24 hours. Let's see what these fuckers do then. What's going to happen then when nobody has access to their fucking cash station
Facebook.
Card, to their money, right? Let's see what happens when nobody has access to power to power these raggedy-ass fucking iPhones that everybody running to the store to get, right? Those are the fastest draining battery fucking cell phones out here that everybody has. What happens when this shit goes out? When you don't know any numbers, Drew? What happens when you don't have any change and you can't find a fucking payphone? And when you do, it's a line of 48 fucking people in it, right? You haven't had a fight since eighth grade. You're a 40-year-old, 50-year-old fucking man who's used to calling the police, and it's sheer anarchy. What happens? You know what I'm saying? What happens when some shit like this breaks out? Nobody knows about that. The only thing that happens is the man with the gun and all the bullets runs everything. So we have to still stay in some tune with not even barbaric shit, because we've been so far removed from how to purify our own water. Nobody knows how to boil water and get some charcoal and some sand and some fucking rocks and pour dirty water over this shit and let it filter a couple times and you can drink that water. You don't need no heat or nothing. Nobody knows that shit. You see what I'm saying? And the government is playing you right into this shit. Everything is digital for a reason. They can listen to us. The news is fake. Trump said some of the best shit on earth. The news is fake. So if they tell you, you know, everyone charge their phones up between 12 o'clock at night and 6 o'clock in the morning. If you don't, your cell phones won't work. If you're charging your fucking phone up, what's stopping the government from zapping through your phone, taking every bit of information that they need, you know what I'm saying, and coming up with a grid for us at 7:45. Everybody that checks their Facebook when they wake up, your phone go blow up. You're killing 80.5 million people just off a basic reaction. So the government is not the government. You know, we the people are being led by a LLC. You know, the United States is just a big fucking company. It's being ran by a lot of businessmen. We don't believe that we're hoes. You know, we don't understand that we have to pimp ourselves out and try to make the best out of this situation that we're given called life. We make it a good life or a bad life while we're here. We don't have any choice of what happens with chemtrails and all this kind of other shit. We can talk about it and bring some awareness to it, and hopefully, you know, everybody around us does some right, you know, before we leave this motherfucker, however we're going to leave. But you know what I'm saying? It's like we really don't have enough control because we can't come together in numbers and masses and see bigger pictures. Tail lights through vision and cell phones got us fucked. We are fucked in the ass as a society, as a whole. We just fucked, bro. We just fucked. There's no other way to look at it. We just fucked, bro.
We are fucked in the ass as a society.
We fucked, bro. I mean, you think about it, bro. We fucked. We fucked.
We
just
got to
sit back and wait, Drew. I hope we get one more radio show out, bro. You know what I'm saying? I hope it's like a Wednesday, you know, and it's like Thursday, and we feeling good and shit, you know, and they just fucking light the flame and everybody just blows the fuck up because, you know, we breathing in part butane, lighter fluid, and all this shit got sulfur in it, you know. And wouldn't it be fucked up if some of the shit that we're eating triggers, like, the main thing? Like what if high fructose corn syrup was, like, the number one ignition in your body spontaneously combusting and shit? You know, you've been breathing fucking fucked up air from driving to and from urban cities and communities. This is anybody. You could just live in the hood. You automatically fucked up. But if you drink enough pop, you know, your body is consumed with enough pop and you fucking ignite off of drinking, pumping your neighborhood and what you've been forced and fed that you think tastes good.
You get one part,
which is poison.
One part Pepsi, one part you got to drink two cans of Pepsi, eat three
and two
KFC
parts Kool-Aid.
Chicken wings. Smoke a Newport, and you just
some
blow
manganese.
Up.
You gotta get some manganese from some King Cobra.
I'm gonna thank Coke Caval because that shit was hot. That was a nice way to take us out. That was we got like a minute. So, damn, he kind of dropped it like it's hot. He kind of broke it down.
That was a fast hour.
But you said you only wanted an hour. You got shit to do. But the hope part, we got to keep some hope, because the hope is that if we keep talking and enough people keep listening, then people start waking up and saying, hey, you know what? This has got to change. and we'll start voting differently or stop voting, period. I don't know. Let's talk about maybe next week. What's the difference? What can we do to unfuck ourselves in the ass as a people? That was a good one. We were fucked in the ass as a people. Oh, man, I love it. So what? Any closing remarks, Mr. DeCephas?
Yeah, no, I think he kind of he's on the right track there. I mean, we're fucked. I mean, even people who aren't, you know, are still, you know, even people who are doing good, you know, are having horrible problems. And so it's you know, we're all in this boat together. Until we're not, and let's make sure that we make sure that us not being in the boat happens later rather than sooner.
Right. Let's wake up before you can't wake up. It's like the house is burning and you sleep. When you got so long to wake up before you get overcome by the smoke. So we're gonna keep on doing our best to separate the truth from the illusion. Smoke and Mirrors every Wednesday, 10 o'clock. You know what I do like. I want to say this in closing. I'm looking for the little out music, but I like the sometimes I'll talk to people and they're very careful because of course we don't have facts in our hand. But I like a strong position. You know, we have beliefs. Fuck it, we have a right to our beliefs. I don't know any of this shit to be true, but I believe what I believe, and I stand on it. Until you show me something different that makes more sense, then I'll stand on that. Does that make me wishy-washy? I'm strongly wishy-washy, damn it. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So we'll be back next Wednesday on behalf of the
team. Hey, you ever wonder what if? What if everything that you've been told may not be true? You know, what if... there may be really UFOs. Maybe, what if there is a God? What if there isn't? What if the world isn't round? What if everything revolves around us? What if we will live forever, whether we sin or not? These are the questions that we seek to answer in this new show called Smoke and Mirrors. We just want to separate the reality from the illusions. And how can we do that? By informed, entertaining conversation. And we invite you to join us. I'm your host, Drew Pillow.